I'm Molly Wood, sitting in for Lizzie O'Leary, and this is Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. There are three basic pillars of building a financial future. Find the right job, stack some cash, and build your credit score. But here's the thing. Many in the class of 2017 grew up in the shadow of the Great Recession. Lots of them have student loans averaging $37,000 in 2016, and it's easy to understand why recent college grads might shy away from debt of any kind. So let's face the fear head on. Brian Kelly is the founder of ThePointsGuy.com, a site devoted to helping people build credit while having some fun at the same time. He has mastered the credit game, and he has some advice for new grads who are just getting started.
So the first thing I would do is check your credit score. You can do it for free at annualcreditreport.com, as well as there's a number of credit cards, if you already have one, that will let you check your FICO score. And your FICO score is the key score you want to understand, because that's what most credit card companies will use to judge your creditworthiness. FICO is very transparent with how they calculate a score. So the biggest part is 35% of your score is payment history. So even if you don't pay your bills off in full every month, making sure you at least make the minimum payment is 35% of your score. After that, it's 30% of amounts owed. So, you know, paying off your bills in full every month is the quickest way to increase your score. And then 15% is the length of credit history. This is where college grads may, you know, fall a little bit. And then there's 10% credit mix. So not just having credit cards, but also auto loans and store credit accounts. And then 10% is new credit. So there's no one factor that will destroy your credit score, so to speak. But, you know, being strong in all those areas is what makes someone credit worthy.
Even if you don't have a credit card yet, you might have a credit history from student loans. So once you've checked your score, it's time to figure out what kind of card you might want to get.
Millennials want experiences. So millennials don't want fancy watches. They want to travel. They want to go and explore Southeast Asia. And they don't have huge salaries. Points can provide experiences that you otherwise can't afford. You want to start your relationship off with the credit card companies that have the best product. So even if you can't qualify for one of the premium cards right now, Chase, American Express, and Citi, and Capital One are kind of the big dogs in the rewards game. So with Chase, you don't want to go for the Sapphire Reserve, which is a Visa Infinite product. So that's actually the highest amount of credit needed to get. You want to start with just a regular Visa product like their Freedom Card, no annual fee, and they have rotating categories, or the Freedom Unlimited. So those cards are generally easier to get. You don't need to have a huge, you know, credit history and salary to get a beginner card like that. The no annual fee cards are definitely a good starting point, but the biggest mistake I see people make is looking at, oh, well, this card has no annual fee, it's the best. Actually, the cards with like $95 annual fees, like the Sapphire Preferred, they waive the fee the first year, plus have huge bonuses, like 50,000 points, which is worth, you know, conservatively $625, if not more, if you know how to transfer the points. So I would say don't just go for a no annual fee because you're going to save money in the short term. Think of the big picture. And also think about the areas where you spend the most in your day-to-day life and try to get a card that gives you bonuses on those categories.
Not into points and miles? Okay. If you're just looking to save money, there's a card for that too.
Even if you don't want to travel, I'd recommend still getting a cash back card because cash is king. So Citi has a no annual fee double cash card, which essentially gives 2% back when you pay your bill off in full, which is the most rich cash back no annual fee card, in my opinion. You know, definitely getting a cash back card. It'll help you build credit and put more money in your pocket.
In fact, apparently there's a card for everything. But how about that rumor out there that millennials don't like credit cards?
Millennials definitely like credit cards. That's our number one audience on our site, but they want cards that give them value. So they are definitely skeptical and want value, but that's why so many college grads and millennials do have points earning credit cards. So I would recommend, you know, if you are skeptical, that's good. You should be. You know, the credit card companies in history had deceptive practices, but as long as you understand credit and you're not going to bury yourself in debt, then getting a credit card makes complete sense.
And there you have it. You can find more advice on building your credit on our website. Go to marketplace.org.